Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. It's hot and so humid you can feel the air on your skin. It's perfect weather for a walk in the garden. If you need to make reservations, go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please, if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated, the CDC recommends you still wear a mask in public. The children's garden is a summer wonderland. If you clamber over the bridge at the pond, make sure you take a look at the lower pond. You just might see the big water turtle sunning himself at the edge. But be careful. These guys don't like to be touched and they snap. So just walk on by to see the giant blue African salvia. These flower spikes can grow to be 6 to 9 feet tall, and in its natural habitat, the overall plant can be 15 feet tall. Also, take a look at the midnight blue salvia in the corner near the giant salvia. See the apple tree with the fruit growing to apple size. These won't ripen up for a couple of months yet, but it looks like a bumper crop. In the last corner of the children's garden, before you might exit to the lower meadow, there's a bed of really sweet zinnias. These hard-working annuals attract garden pollinators and will give plenty of flower power to the summer garden. If you have them in your garden at home, they make a wonderful cut flower. Leaving the children's garden, if you walk toward the paved path, you'll naturally be drawn to the tree marigolds. These bushes return year after year and right now are covered with butter yellow flowers that are 4 to 5 inches wide. They are a member of the aster family and are native to Mexico and Central America, but have been introduced to areas of similar climate the world over. Another fun plant in the demonstration garden beds is the cotton balloon bush. These are a member of the milkweed family, and early in the spring they are a food supply for the caterpillars in the garden. But now they're producing the globes that hold the seeds. There's another example of this plant in the cactus garden just near where the Madagascar palm is blooming. The Madagascar palm is not really a palm at all, but it is a lovely succulent plant that you should be wary of if you grow it. The sap can be somewhat toxic to pets if they chew on the plant. On your way between the demonstration beds in the cactus garden, stop in the corner of the border of the lower meadow to see the dahlias growing there. Right now, the pretty pink cactus dahlia is blooming, as is Totally Tangerine, Nuit d'été, and a really beautiful, beautiful deep red dahlia. If you cut back to the formal rose garden, this is a great time to get some pictures standing in front of huge full rose bushes. Look for the beautiful rows of hot yellow sparkle and shine roses at the entrance. Or if you move on back to the back of the garden, the lavender love song rose or the deep red single rose named Robusta. Then at the exit to the garden on the far side by the Mediterranean garden, the gold medallion trees are covered with striking yellow flowers that attract bumblebees as a pollinator. If it's time for a rest stop, just wander over to the little meadow just before the banyan grove. There's a bench nestled beneath the eucalyptus trees. These trees are blooming and make a lovely spot to sit and enjoy the moment. When you continue your walk, don't miss the split-leaf philodendron bloom under the banyan tree. Then head to the overlook to see the yellow strawberry guava bushes. Also at the overlook, see the field of coastal buckwheat and the Baja fairy dusters. Those fairy dusters have such a bright red bloom. Those couple of California native plants will do well in the summer sun. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.